is before us. Will we engage in it? We must work fast. We must go steadily forward. We must be preparing for the great day of the Lord. We have no time to lose, no time to be engaged in selfish purposes. The world is to be warned. What are we doing as individuals to bring light before others? God has left to every man his work. Everyone has a part to act, and we cannot neglect this work except at the peril of our souls. Oh, my brethren, will you grieve the Holy Spirit and cause it to depart? Will you shut out the blessed Savior because you are unprepared for his presence? Will you leave souls to perish without the knowledge of truth because you love your ease too well to bear the burden that Jesus bore for you? Let us awake out of sleep, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. In many hearts there seems to be scarcely a breath of spiritual life. This makes me very sad. I fear that aggressive warfare against the world, the flesh, and the devil has not been maintained. Shall we cheer on by a half-dead Christianity the selfish, covetous spirit of the world sharing its ungodliness and smiling on its falsehood? Nay. By the grace of God, let us be steadfast to the principles of truth, holding firm to the end the beginning of our confidence. We are not to be slothful in business. We are to be not slothful in business, fervent in prayer, serving the Lord. One is our Master, even Christ. To Him we are to look. From Him we are to receive our wisdom. By His grace we are to preserve our integrity, standing before God in meekness and contrition and representing Him to the world. Sermons have been in great demand in our churches. The members have depended upon pulpit declamations instead of the Holy Spirit. Uncalled for and unused, the spiritual gifts bestowed upon them have dwindled into feebleness. If the ministers would go forth into new fields, the members would be obliged to bear responsibilities and by use of their capabilities would increase. God brings against ministers and people the heavy charge of spiritual feebleness, saying, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest seeth. Revelation 3:15-18. God calls for a spiritual revival and a spiritual reformation. Unless this takes place, those who are lukewarm will continue to grow more abhorrent to the Lord until He will refuse to acknowledge them as His children. A revival and reformation must take place under the ministration of the Holy Spirit. Revival and reformation are two different things. Revival signifies a renewal.